Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. Today we'll be speaking with Dr. Chris Coleman with the Surgery Center of Excellence at Cooper Clinic. Dr. Coleman joined the Cooper Clinic family of physicians in 2005. He attended medical school at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock and attended East Carolina University in Greenville in North Carolina, where he is a certified bariatric instructor and tycholaparoscopic fellow. Dr. Coleman, reports tell us that as much as 64% of the American population is overweight or obese. What health problems are brought on by obesity?
The main ones, and I would say the type 2 diabetes, or some people refer to it as adult onset diabetes, is directly related to obesity. People who suffer from hypertension, heart disease, sleep apnea, people that have chronic joint and arthritis problems, osteoarthritis, those are the main ones, as well as heart disease.
We want to get rid of all those bad things, but if we've tried everything else to lose weight without success, what are some new options people can look at?
Well, the lap band is relatively new in the Fort Smith area, and it's having great success, and people are losing weight with this procedure. It's an adjustable procedure, and it's also reversible, which makes it very attractive to people that are concerned about weight loss surgery and maybe they won't like their lifestyle change. But the nice thing about the lap band procedure itself, it is reversible.
All right. Once the weight is lost, does it stay off?
Yes. The weight loss does stay off, but it's the way I try to talk to my patients or explain to my patients is this is a forced lifestyle change. Now, if you don't change the way that you function in life, the way that you eat, and the way that you exercise, the weight can come back. But the lap band is a tool to help people adjust their lifestyle for a healthier lifestyle.
And can you briefly explain how it works?
The lap band is a ring that wraps around the upper stomach, and it's adjustable with balloons. And you fill it to make the stomach smaller. And it also has an aspect where it decreases appetite by stimulating the stomach stretch receptors.
So instead of food in the stomach, you already have that space taken up by an inflated balloon?
Well, it's on the outside of the stomach, and it compresses the stomach, so people can't eat as much as they used to. They get full sooner than they did, and there's a two-pronged attack. One is, yes, the stomach can't hold as much as it used to. The second one is that it stimulates the nerves around the stomach to feel full.
Okay, I see. Who offers the lap band system?
We offer the lap band system at Cooper Clinic.
How can interested listeners learn more about the lap band system?
We are having a free seminar Tuesday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hennessy Center at the St. Edward's Mercy Medical Center. To register for this, you need to call 479-274-2222 or go online to cooperclinic.com.
What are some of the things you'll be going over, and about how long will it take?
The seminar will take as long as people want us to stay there. We'll talk as long as they need us to, but on the average, it's about an hour. We'll talk about who qualifies for it, the expectations of weight loss. We also talk about diet restrictions post-procedure, and we also talk about what things to look for. Tuesday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hennessy Center at the St. Edward's Mercy Medical Center. To register for this, you need to call 479-274-2222. Or go online to cooperclinic.com.
And I guess the end result is that once an individual has this lap band system surgery, it really can change their life.
Oh, it does. And I've seen dramatic results in people, and I've seen people that were morbidly obese that couldn't go out and enjoy just a sunny day, and now they're running marathons. It's been a dramatic experience for me as a physician to see people go through this change.
We've been talking with Dr. Chris Coleman with the Surgery Center of Excellence at Cooper Clinic. He's been a member of the Cooper Clinic family of physicians since 2005. Dr. Coleman, thank you for being on call today.
Thank you.